live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 261. I'm your host, Brandon Reif. I'll be joined momentarily by my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong. Welcome back. We've got a great show this evening. Probably not as news-heavy a lot, but we'll be taking calls tonight. We will be talking NBA tonight. We've got some NBA news and notes. Well, we're kind of recap the NBA draft. We've got some NFL notes, just a few NFL tidbits as we get ready. And such, but we'll take some calls as well tonight. Tonight, you may have yourselves a little nice hour show or so this evening with myself and my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong. JB, how are you?
What's going on, Brandon Reif? What's going on, Crossroads Sports, man? Dude, it's been just like surely just 1 week under, you know what I'm saying, that we had, but we back in the saddle again. I know we kind of NBA heavy tonight just because free agency is right around the corner. You know what I'm saying? NBA is just like out with the draft and back to, you know what I'm saying? The NBA is back to back, man. You know what I'm saying? So the NBA draft was last week. We talked it up. We lost our minds about that, seeing who's going to get drafted. Who's going to get drafted. Now we're trying to see, you know what I'm saying, what players are going where. So, you know what I'm saying? I know we got a lot to talk about, man. So let's get into it.
Yeah, absolutely. I would be remiss, John, if I didn't say that the last couple of days here in Indianapolis are kind of like the movie, the Cheech and Chong movie, Up in Smoke, I feel like.
Man, it's like super smoggy here, man. Indianapolis is known to have all kind of weather, but never like smog, man. So, like, yeah, man, it's really like a bummer. It's really a bummer, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, before we get started, we'll get our guy on. We'll get him on early this time. I was told he was on last time, but we'll get him on here. Sweet Lou, what's going on?
What's going on?
Hey, fellas, how are you? Glad you're jumping early.
Yeah, absolutely. How's the East Coast treating you?
Wet.
Lucky you. Here we got it's just smoky here from those fires and no rain, and it's terrible.
I know. You're talking. Yeah.
What's
a lot of things going on.
We got on the docket.
Yeah, I mean, we just had the NBA draft. We're having the NHL draft tonight. And, of course, I was not surprised by the pick of on the NBA draft that won by Yana. You know, the next big thing is sliced bread. But, a little bit overhyped. I mean, we haven't really seen him play. You know, he plays different styles than the Americans do. So, let's just see what he does. Well, he comes up with the summer league and the preseason, and then let's see if he's worth the hype. You know, a lot of these players aren't worth the hype.
Yeah, absolutely. Lou,
yeah, that's true.
Go ahead, John.
Now, there's already kind of talk about on Wimbiana only playing a handful of summer league games, man. Just because they want to get his strength and conditioning, the plus on that, because everybody can kind of see, man, he's real thin. But, like, they're supposed to be like a kind of like a pitch count on Victor Wimbiana. And I get why, because so much. I mean, the Spurs are like that organization that, and those fan base. They're trying to get back to their winning ways, and they don't want to have a setback.
Right.
Lou, I saw today, and I want to shift gears. Baseball.
Okay.
I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan. Our Reds kind of got hot for a bit, and then it's kind of cooled off. But we got a nice win last night. I read today that Mets owner Steve Cohen, rightfully so, has expressed his frustration with the state of his team, how they've underperformed. And he kind of said, if, you know, we don't change things around here shortly, I'm not saying I'm not going to possibly sell off the team by the trade deadline.
Yeah, and they got some stars. They do. And it's kind of shocking because, you know, last year they did so well, everything, and you're looking for a repeat performance. I mean, you have Verlander, and you got some good other pitchers and hitters. But so far, they haven't done anything that much this year. They're 7 games below .500. Nobody expected to crash this quickly. especially after 101 wins last year. So
this is, I think,
a big disappointment this year so far for Mets fans. Not that I'm one of them, there are several that are.
Right.
It is kind of a sad statement right out there. Last year, I don't know what happened, but they got, you know, they did well. But this year, they've been back to their old ways. I mean, they haven't really been consistent since, the early 2000s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last time we talked about the Yankees and how it was a struggle. They were in last in the division. And I asked you about the panic button. We said no panic button yet. They're third in the division, 9.5 back, 43-36. Man, this is just a whole different team without Aaron Judge.
It is.
I don't understand why either. I mean, I do, but I don't, you know.
Well, he was your slugger, your home run hitter, and that's what they're missing from him. So that's the problem right there. You know, once they get him back, whenever they do, maybe they'll start making a run. But right now, it doesn't seem to be looking that way, especially since, you know, the Orioles aren't what they used to be. I mean, they've gotten better. And the Rays, you know, just seem to have our number. And right now we're on a 6-game West Coast road trip, and we don't usually do well with the West Coast teams. So it's going to be a struggle for a while.
Does anybody in the AL Central – I mean, the Twins right now lead the division. They're 2 games under 500 with Cleveland. Does anybody want to win this AL Central? No.
The AL East.
The AL East. Hey, here's my question for you, Lou. I know you're an East Coast guy, and I don't know how much at all West Coast baseball you get to see or you take in at night actually watching the game. For me, it's the highlights, you know, the Ohtani highlights and all that, whatever. Back in the day, and I was watching an old sports show on YouTube the other day, and they were talking about the highlights were like 8 or 9 Hall of Famers nowadays, but eight or nine highlights, and they were like, this guy here had he had just 9 strikeouts, and he hit 1 home run as a pitcher, and you know, the stuff we see of Babe Ruth and Ohtani. I mean, last night he struck out 10 plus and had 2 home runs last night, and nobody's seen it unless you're actually going out looking for it, unless you're the Angels or out there on the West Coast. I almost feel like he's doing some stuff out there that, you know, it's just not getting the coverage that it needs, that I feel like it should be with the stuff that he's doing compared to what, you know, it hasn't happened in how many years, you know?
Well, a lot of East Coast people don't get a chance to see it, and, you know, nobody really takes much of the Angels seriously except for Ohtani, you know, because they're not, you know, one of the best teams. So I can just imagine why these lack of coverage.
You think he'll be a Yankee?
No, I don't.
You don't think so? I mean, his contract's up at the end of the year.
I know, but I don't think they're going to, you know, be so quick to give up on him either.
Okay. Let's see. My Reds are doing all right. I'm actually surprised how well the Diamondbacks have done this year. Diamondbacks leading the division 48-32. I kind of thought the Dodgers. And actually, I'm surprised with San Francisco. San Francisco was trash last year, and they've done a really good job.
Yeah.
I've been unimpressed with the Rockies and the Padres from that. I thought they would be obviously ahead of the Giants and D-backs, and I thought the Dodgers, you know, Dodgers still got plenty of time to win that division. I think they do in the end.
Yeah, they do.
But my other thing, let's talk hockey real quick. So my Chicago Blackhawks, we got the number 1 pick tonight. We're going to take the franchise, the new franchise guy, Connor Bedard, tonight. They made a good move on a trade.
Yeah.
Was it yesterday or two days ago? My days are all mixed up.
Made
a great trade. Am I crazy for putting a little bit of change on them to win the Stanley Cup this year? It's at plus 20,000.
Yes.
I can make some good money.
Yeah, but it probably won't happen. I mean,
I just want to get to the playoffs, ethereal.
I don't think it's going to be enough to get to the playoffs. It's going to take more than one guy to get there.
Yeah. Last time they had a guy like this, you know what happened. Patrick Kane, Johnny Tay. So what, though, are you expecting with, you know, I saw Connor McDavid wanted himself another MVP trophy. And I feel bad for the Oilers because I actually had money. I had a future on them to win the championship this past year. But Vegas just took it to Florida, just completely took it to them. Do you feel they have a great shot at repeating this next year?
No, I don't. I mean, it's very difficult to do in this day and age. And, you know, they're looking to break up the team, and that's a sign right there that I don't think they would have a chance to repeat. I mean, you have six of the original players still there, but I think, you know, they're going to try and, you know, they're going to try and look for free agency and whatnot. So based on that, I don't see it happen. It's very tough to do in this day and age.
Okay. John, any questions for Sweet Lou?
I do, man. Before we let Lou, give his plug, or you know what I'm saying, I gotta ask him what the state of psychedelic drugs going up in New York City is going on since Aaron Rodgers said it's okay to take LSD to deal with So I just want to know.
Yeah, just don't forget the game.
Yeah, just don't do it in the game. Absolutely.
Nah,
man, I don't have anything, man. I know we're a little far away from NFL talk or for deep NFL talk. Are there any more improvements you're hearing about coming to New York? I know they're tinkering with bringing in a running back. I know there's some names out there that still haven't got a name. Like Dalvin Cook still hasn't home. I know, you know what I'm saying, some other guys are still, you know what I'm saying, you know, are the Jets all in this year, you think?
Well, I think they're going to do a lot better. I think they'll at least make a wild card appearance. But I wouldn't be talking Super Bowl right now, even with Aaron Rodgers. A division win, yes. A wild card, yeah. Maybe make it the second round. But that's about it.
I agree. This is the same guy that had a good team in Green Bay and just couldn't get over can't win an NFC championship game at home. So what's going to make it change right now with this talent that's in New York? To me, nothing. Sorry, Lou, but, I mean, they don't have the talent that they had in Green Bay right now. Not saying they can, but I see nothing that shows me that he's going to get to a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Love it. Me and Lou agree.
You're hard on the Jets.
Lou, you want to give us your plug?
Certainly. The Enhanced Sports Show, Saturdays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Remember, I said 4 to 6 now, not 5 to 7. We had to change that for accommodating someone else. If you thought this week was going to be a dull week in the sports world, guess again, because we will cover the draft. Not all of it, because they got other stuff to do. We'll look at some of the NHL schedule, because that's been just been released last night. Also, we'll have predictions on the championship game of the USFL. oh, boy. That's right. U.S. about to have their championship game. We'll take a look at maybe some upcoming Wimbledon events, because Wimbledon starts on Monday. And I know some people who are interested in that. So it's going to be a great show for the end of June. Of course, we'll have our best and worst of the month of June. I was going to do it last week. I thought, you know what? We got a whole week left yet, so let's postpone until the 1st of July. So we'll take care of it then. And I got a whole other features. So if you got time, Saturday 4 to 6 on the East Coast now, keep that in mind. Number is 512-543-4662. And awesome. If I don't get a chance to come to you, have a happy 4th.
Thanks, Lou. Appreciate it. Happy 4th to you as well.
Thanks, Lou.
I'll save you a firecracker.
Don't blow your hand up. All right. Thanks, Sweet Lou, for calling. Appreciate
it. I'll send you an email.
There you go. I like that.
Unlit.
All right. Thank you, Sweet Lou. Uh-oh, I lost Jonathan, too, when I got rid of Lou. John, call back in here. We'll get him back on there. There he is. All right, JB. Sorry, man. We lost you and I lost Lou.
No, man. You know how the East Coast is, man. They hate on me, too, man.
Exactly.
I'm glad Lou came in talking about talking about baseball and what I mean. I think y'all kind of glazed over little Shohei Ohtani, man. That dude's going
to
be the MVP.
I didn't let go of him. I was trying to talk. He's not getting enough pub.
Well, I mean, you're right. But, you know what I'm saying? That dude, he's either striking guys out, by, you know what I'm saying, by the you know what I'm saying, by the inning. Like, boom, boom, bam. It's not even close. Or, like, when he's up to bat, like, he's knocking him out the park, man. And it is really – I get what you're saying, man, because it's like on a – because we're on East Coast time, and, you know what I mean? You got to catch, you know what I'm saying, the magic of Shohei. You know what I'm saying? If you're a early morning person like myself or you know what I'm saying, late night because the Angels play, you know what I'm saying, like, this is 3 hours difference, man. But, like, man, dude, if that dude – if he ain't the MVP by the end of the season, man, I don't know. Like, dude, I don't know. I don't even know if it's close or not. I mean, I'm sure it is, man. I know. I'm sure I'm forgetting about somebody, man. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, him, I would say Brandon, Shohei Ohtani and the Angels. I can't remember where they're at in the standings because, I mean, they're not necessarily
third.
Totally out of it. Yeah, they're not necessarily totally out of it. I would say they're definitely the story of baseball. And how could we not, you know what I'm saying, I know the owner's tripping, man, you know what I'm saying, saying things like, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to be the owner no more. But, like, man, the Reds are red hot, man, to coin a phrase, man. How many – it was like 12 in a row, and then they lost, what, three or so?
They did, and they won last night 3-1 against Cute Fella, the Baltimore Orioles. You understand the Cute Fella reference.
Yeah, so, like, nah, man, like, those are some great stories, man, especially the Reds, man. The Reds started out in the basement this year. And I'm sorry, man. I know that's your favorite.
By the way, first inning, Reds are up 2-0. Already scored 2 runs. Reds first inning.
There you go. So let's get the streak. I mean, they're trying to get their streak back going, man. Because you know, there's like again, they had a lot of call ups in the last couple of weeks or whatever. Dela Cruz hit for the cycle. You know what I mean? Which is like
last
like,
Friday night
like,
was rocking.
Is that like Mickey Mantle? I know somebody shouldn't say that. Is that like Mickey Mantle-esque era? I know. Don't say that, man. But like, no, man, the Reds are red hot, man. And, you know, definitely worth watching.
Absolutely. By the way, highlight a news thing I saw today. It's NBA, so it's kind of off balance right now. But Wembanyama, John, he was 7'5". Some say 7'6". They measured him today, 7'3.5". Official height.
That's a big boy. That ain't bigger than Muresan, though, is it?
Hell no. Muresan was 7'7". 3-0 Reds. Joey Votto. Let's go. Joey Votto, by the way, coming back huge for the Reds. And where's my sounder? Give it to me.
Give it your sounder, bro. Get it together.
Breaking news. The future of the NHL has just been drafted, John. My Chicago Blackhawks have drafted rookie sensation Connor Bedard with the number one overall pick. Connor Bedard. A Blackhawk. It's a great day to be a Blackhawks fan. Great day.
His name is Brett Hull.
Can't wait. Can't wait for this year. He's officially a Blackhawk. I think I might still put $20 on it. $20 wins me $2,500, John, if they win. So.
Would it be really good?
Oh, let me see if I've got the. I don't know if you'll be able to hear the sound or not. Maybe not. Here we go.
If he wins Rookie of the Year, how much does that pay out?
Connor Bedard, baby. There we go. It's officially started. The complete opposite of Victor Wembanyama. John, before we actually get deep in it, I do want to take time to talk last Thursday. Last Thursday, myself and John were able to go up to Ball State University, hang out with Coach Mike Fleck at Ball State. We got to see the campus. John, we got to go to the Performance Center, see all the incredible technology that they have at this Performance Center for the teams, for the men's and women's, for the recruits. It's so cool to see what they're building there with Coach Fleck. The fact that, you know, seeing, you know, the locker rooms they got, their meeting rooms, the putting greens, the working out of the fake sand trap, the hitting on the simulators, the putting simulator you could do, all amazing things there. I can't thank Coach enough for having us there. And then the fact that we got to go to the Ball State golf outing as well, over in Winchester, great, great opportunity over there. Great course, a lot of fun. Very, very cool. And then the fact that the next day, Ball State's national news with them, with Coach Fleck getting a verbal commitment from Happy Gilmore to play.
The one and only Happy Gilmore. The real life Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, yeah, the real life Happy Gilmore. And it's cool that Adam Sandler kind of like wished him luck too, so.
Yeah, Coach Fleck, man, I'm glad, if he's listening, I'm glad the program is finally getting the national attention that it deserved. But remember, though, Brandon, who was on them first? Crossroads Sports was on Ball State Golf first.
Damn,
man.
Right,
you know, all jokes aside, man, it's a program. If you're a golfer, man, you should definitely be trying to check them out. You know what I mean? Either, you know what I'm saying, try to get you some pointers. I know, you know what I'm saying, as I know we have enthusiasts who kind of listen to our show. Or you know what I'm saying, any student athlete who might, you know what I'm saying, trying to figure out where you want to go to school at, man, go to Ball State, man. Ball State's getting bigger. And you know what I'm saying? But, like, no, man, it was great to kind of piggyback on what Brandon was saying. It was great to catch up, finally, to go back home, right, to Muncie, Indiana. Me and Brandon had some very candid we didn't catch it on video or anything. We had some very candid moments in the car just going down memory lane. you know what I'm saying, driving through the village and, you know what I'm saying, like I said, driving through campus, man. Like I said, campuses couldn't be any more up-to-date, more beautiful. I even said, I know I'm getting in trouble, I don't care. I said Ball State campus looked better than Butler. And I don't know if that's going to pull out any of our Butler media credits, man, but, like, you know what I'm saying, I know Ball State and Butler used to be, back in the day, they used to be rivals in various things like basketball and everything, but like, nah, man, it was great. It was great, real great, to catch up with Coach Fleck. And like I said, that performance center and like I said, and taking us over to Winchester was great as well, man. Can't wait to do it again. I can't wait to, like you said, go back up to campus again, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Great time there. Thought I had a closest to the pin award. That got taken from me. I got even closer.
Hold on, man. Don't act like you didn't win nothing. Don't act like you didn't win nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Reed. So listen, man, we got invited, you know what I'm saying, to Winchester, and it's a charity event to help raise, you know what I'm saying, awareness and money and all those things for Ball State golf. So Brandon put a, you know, y'all know Brandon, you know what I'm saying, as far as your show is concerned, Brandon is the, like you said, he's the gambling, what do you call yourself? Not legitimate. Anyway, he's got a gambling problem.
Sports betting, man.
So Brandon put a little. They had a raffle.
I donated money for the program.
He donated, man, and he walks out with all the prizes. he walks out with the football helmet, legit, you know what I'm saying, professional college football helmet, Ball State, whatnot, with on the side, right? And then how many tickets to Ball State football?
I got a season ticket package for Ball State football, and then I got Ball State football shirts swagged out.
Come on, man. Brandon walked out there like a fat rat.
I thought I started getting some booze after the second announcement when I won the big football package with the helmet and all.
Well, then, hey, man, you know, a lot of those people, man, you know.
Hey, but they listened to it, so it was good. It was good, so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We will have so you'll see this. We'll have a live in a couple weeks. And the helmet, which I'm holding right now, the actual helmet will be, it'll be on the mantle behind me in a couple weeks. We'll show it off there, so. Quick housekeeping before we actually get to the NBA, because it's kind of been a slow news week and not, but before we get to the NBA housekeeping, no show next week. I will say probably no show next week, John, most likely. The following week, there will not be a show either because I'm moving, folks, moving to a house. So technology and everything I have won't be there. We will not have official shows next week or the following week, but that does not mean we may not have a Instagram live 30-minute thing with me and John next week and the following week. We'll definitely have something to that nature the next 2 weeks, just no regular show we would have like this. So you'll get something, but you ain't going to get the whole dinner. You'll get the appetizer, as they say. John, NBA, before we go to the draft, let's talk draft day. Me and you were in the golf cart last Thursday up at Ball State.
Yep.
And I'm driving, John, and actually it's the first hole, and I hit the par three, and I thought I had the closest to the pin. We're going up there, and we're walking away, John, and you're looking at me, and you're like, uh-oh. And I'm like, uh-oh, what? Chris Paul got traded, John. He is now a Golden State Warrior, and me and you kind of talked candidly about it. We didn't go live, but Chris Paul to the Warriors. I'm still in shock about this.
Yeah, it doesn't kind of feel like John Starks or somebody joining the Bulls or you know what I'm saying, somebody who you know what I'm saying, constantly went to war against, and you finally, you know what I'm saying, however, well, they didn't necessarily pay him up. It's just kind of how Chris Paul's contract got traded around the NBA, man, and you know, somebody, it kind of settled there in San Francisco with the Golden State Warriors, man. I kind of thought he was on his way out again, man, but, like, to cut that contract would cost them even more money, right? It looks like Chris Paul's going to be a Golden State Warrior at least till February as a trade. But just remember, this is the team that at one point also, you know what I'm saying, had D'Angelo Russell for a half season. This is the team that also had, the number two overall draft pick and James Wiseman as far as the team. So they're fine with, you know what I'm saying, cutting bait on, quote-unquote, you know what I'm saying, high-profile, you know what I'm saying, high-profile players. But some people think that Chris Paul will stick around for the year. Now, what that looks like as far as what everybody minds, like, can they play, is it a good fit? Because we know the Golden State Warriors play fast, and Chris Paul is a little bit more methodical. You know, who's to say that they don't run out? Chris Paul doesn't come off the bench and it's more of the sixth man, you know what I mean, and whatnot. And you know, and I get it. And everybody's mind is like, but when is Chris Paul going to get? He's going to get hurt. And yeah, you know, I get that. I just know that as far as the next season is concerned, the Golden State Warriors, it looks like if he stays on the roster for the full year, it looks like it's an all chips in. Right, Jim Mercer? It looks like it's an all chips in kind of season for the Golden State Warriors, and with what they have. You know, and we all know Chris Paul still to be special, but you know what I'm saying, what they have right now, whether you know what I'm saying, whether it's Moody and Wiggins and Kuminga, those are going to be the secondary guys to kind of lead this, you know what I'm saying, lead this unit, you know, lead this team. So do I like the move? Can't say it's still, you know what I'm saying, I can't say this is going to work because I just don't necessarily think, like, you know, you're going to have two. Who's the coach of the team? Who's the leader of the team? Like, man, Draymond Green's the coach and leader of the team. So is Steph. And, like, we've never really seen Chris Paul in a secondary role. Like, a back seat. We've never seen that.
Wow.
Not in this NBA. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see in that regard. Honestly, Brandon, I still kind of question the fit long term. Well, long term for the rest of this season, I kind of question the fit. But, hey, you know what I'm saying, those guys, the Steve Kerrs of the world, and the, you know what I'm saying, the Mike Dunleavy Juniors who are now running the Golden State Warriors of the world, they clearly know better than me.
Okay. Like I said, we'll see what happens with that team. Jordan Poole, man, let's talk the other side of that real quick. Jordan Poole, he did some things, man. This past year had a bad season. He spent $30,000 on a stripper at a dinner. He got in a punch-out fight with Draymond Green, and now for his actions, all that, he got shipped out.
It's rough, man. See, right. So the biggest thing is that he had a regressive season, right? That's the biggest thing. It's the reason why he got traded out. And the years on his contract, him and Chris Paul basically making the same money from a you know what I'm saying, year-to-year basis, but his contract is a little bit younger, where Chris Paul's is like 2 more years left. And the Golden State Warriors were definitely trying to get out of that. Kind of looks bad, man, because the Golden State Warriors basically kind of punted on a guy that they had already stepped and said, hey, man, we love him. We want to keep him here 2 years ago when they won a championship, man. So I don't know if that kind of comes back to bite them in the ass. But I do know that they still have, like Golden State, like they had those other young guys that, you know what I'm saying, that they hope step up and hopefully make another run for them. I kind of got Golden State pegged like in the 3-4. If the season starts next year and all things being equal and everybody comes in 100%, I kind of got them still in the middle of the pack of the West. But a lot, like I said, I think a lot of those young guys step up this year. And like I said, Moody and Kuminga, and like with some of the older guys, you know what I'm saying, like Klay Thompson, you know what I'm saying? I don't say phased out, but, you know, probably getting a little bit less tick. And with, you know what I'm saying, with the moving of Jordan Poole and his how many 17 shots did he take per game or so, there's going to be more opportunity for other guys to get play, to play and step up and show more of their game. So, you know what I'm saying, new chain, new splash of coat, paint, and then Golden State.
Okay. Indiana Pacers, John, they made a trade from the 7th pick to the 8th. We kind of did our live afterwards talking, getting their guy in the draft and then trading the 7th pick there. I keep thinking of Walker. I like the pick with them getting bringing Walker in. It's Jairus, not Jairus. Jairus Walker. My question is, I don't know if I think he'll compliment Miles Turner all right out there. I just don't know if it's really a splash, like having him start, honestly. I like to see what we can do in free agency and what trades we can make as well to see if we can get a starter out there at that power forward position. To have kind of Jairus Walker kind of work his way in. I don't know if I could see him right now as a complete starter at the four position. He definitely needs to improve on his shooting, but I think it's a good piece in there that can build into. I just think we need to look in free agency and trades if we can find that veteran power forward type a la David West style.
Well, I think this is what everybody kind of hopes this kid kind of turns into 2-3 seasons from now, is that you kind of get a strong guy like a David West. But you're absolutely right, Brandon. He is only 19 years old, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who comes from college isn't Anthony Hardaway from back in the day, or I'm trying to think who else came out. Carmelo Anthony. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you come out of college killing, man. So there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve. There's going to be some times, man, where he's going to be overmatched, you know what I'm saying, or less well-prepared for the challenge, you know what I mean? There's a lot of good skilled guys in this NBA, man, from Jokic to Sabonis to Giannis, you know what I mean? So he's going to have to deal with all, you know what I'm saying, all those guys, and, you know what I'm saying, they're not going to, you know what I'm saying, give him no break just because he's a rookie, you know what I mean? But it is a good piece. It is a great piece for the Pacers to pick up. We know we need it, drastically need it. Better defense presence out there on the floor. That was what this, the IMGA academy that he went to and the college that he attended, as we know Kevin Sampson, like you can't get on the floor. I know here around the Hoosier Park, man, Kevin Sampson is like a key moment, you know, man, if you mention him in by IU basketball, but like, man, to play for Kevin Sampson, to get on the floor, you had to play defense. And that has traveled with him from IU to Oklahoma to Houston, man. And this kid, you know what I'm saying, it played great defense for him down there in 1 year time in the University of Houston. They just came up short in the tournament. But I think it's a good piece. What they can kind of pick up in free agency and potentially, you know what I'm saying, who's not on this roster, you know, as far as the trade, it's going to be key. Brandon, I got them still. They got to make a playoff push this year. This team is too mature to be kind of sitting out, looking around. And it, you know what I'm saying, even if it's, you know what I'm saying, you get bounced, you know what I'm saying, 4-0 in the first round, this team has to make the Pacers need to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree with that. I will say, looking at the free agency rating, I think it's going to have to be a trade, because the more I look into it, I'm looking at this website, Hoops Hype, the top power forwards that they have free agent-wise with options. Kristaps Porzingis, which he just got traded. Draymond Green, he's going back. Jeremy Grant, we've talked about Jeremy Grant several times. If we could somehow find him, get him here in a sign-and-trade maybe, I think that would be great. I don't know his willingness to want to come to a up-and-coming team like Indiana.
Right.
And maybe he wants to stay. I mean, he earned $20 million last year. The Pacers have over $30 million in cap. And he only got really one roster spot left. So you could, his agent's Rich Paul, you could go out and possibly get him. He does provide versatile defense, which we're trying to do, get here is better defense, which is why we went Jarius Walker. But he can guard multiple positions at once. So Jeremy Grant, I think, is still high on the list as a top get. If you can get him free agency, great. If you can go and get him via trade, a sign and trade, I think that'd be great. Fourth on their list, I want nothing to do with a Kyle Kuzma, nothing to do. Fifth, I've been in love with this guy since last year, and I told you I want him as much as we could. Cam Johnson from Brooklyn. I like Cam. Could he get started with this young team? Absolutely. He only made $5 million this past year, so I think that's easy. He's not as young as you would hope for a player eligible for the rookie scale extension, but still one of the best free agents in his class because he can shoot and his shooting ability, and he's got versatile defense, John. He would be my number two, Cam Johnson, behind Jeremy Grant as a go-getter. Six is Harrison Barnes. There was Pacers linkage to Harrison Barnes, but I don't want to touch that. I think he's on the downside of his career.
Right. Man, Golden State needs to reach out to Harrison Barnes, man. He's the forgotten one. They owe him one. If anybody remembers Harrison Barnes, he's one of the original, as far as this Golden State era is concerned, he's one of the original ones. When Kevin Durant made that, or Steph Curry made that call for Kevin Durant, they kind of left Harrison Barnes out in the wind, man. He's bounced around between Sacramento and Dallas. Now he's kind of like, a man without a country. High-skilled basketball player. I think he went to the All-Star game at least once, I do believe. So, but kind of a man without a country. He can provide a spark on both sides of the court. But, like, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I don't necessarily think he fits into the timeline of growth for this particular Pacer team. Coach likes him. But, Carlisle likes him or whatever. And I know everybody's talking about this, how you going to get a veteran, you know what I'm saying? But we have veterans on this team at the guard. And I don't know what happens with George Hill's contract or if he stays. I mean, if he gets retained, it's probably a no. But, you know what I'm saying, like I said, there's other veterans on this team now. So, and like I said, I don't necessarily believe Harrison Barnes. I don't believe Harrison Barnes is, you know what I'm saying, plus he's over 30. Like I said, he's done a whole lot of winning. He's probably trying to get back to
the backside.
Playoffs. Yeah, he's trying to get back to a playoff situation. So I can't even see, you know, but who? Hold on, you said hell no to Kyle Kuzma, and I get that, why that would be. There was somebody you said on that list that kind of perked my ears up just a little bit.
Okay.
Who was the first guy?
We got Draymond, Jeremy Grant, Porzingis, okay. Harrison Barnes.
So Cam Johnson, that's what it was. Cam Johnson's probably what I've heard, Brandon, because I know you've been kind of high on him as well. He's probably going to resign. He's probably 80% sure he's going to resign with Brooklyn. But you know what I'm saying? If a team was to make him an offer he can't refuse, you could probably pry him out of Brooklyn. But all arrows kind of point him returning.
It will have to be a trade. This free agency class kind of sucks for power forwards. Because number five, you got Kenyon Martin Jr., PJ Washington, Grant Williams, George Niang, Rui Hachimura, but he's going to be re-signed. He's got restricted. Trey Lyles, Jeff Green. Like Jeff Green, he'll still come off the bench for a veteran, but none of those guys I just said is somebody that we can see as the Pacers' starting power forward, right?
Right. No.
I'm not a fan of Aaron Nesmith coming back in and starting at the power forward position. I like Aaron Nesmith, but he shouldn't be playing the power forward position.
Right, he's a little undersized, very very undersized playing power forward. Absolutely.
Yeah, PJ, I'm not a. No, not for this team. I don't fit. I don't think PJ. We don't need Charlotte scraps. We've been trying to get Charlotte scraps for how many years? So we don't need
right.
that. Decott's in here on the Facebook Live saying PJ Washington, 2 year max.
Hey man, PJ Washington has a decent block rate per game. He don't rebound worth the shit. To be 6'9" and a half, he don't rebound worth the shit. You have the same problems you have. You have Miles Turner light. And I'm not saying he's as good as a scorer as Miles Turner. They both probably block shots probably about the same, but like he don't rebound worth shit. So nah, PJ Washington. We'll see you next time.
Yeah. So next year, John, maybe you try to do a trade. I think you try to do a sign and trade, or see who you can get. If you can get Jeremy Grant and Cam Johnson, those are my two guys, my top two. If you can't do either of that, then I guess you throw the Rook in there, and then you see what Jalen Smith and them can do, part two, and you try to hope, and if he can't, hey, guess what? Jairus Walker's in there. Next year's class, I don't know. Me and you probably need to go in a deeper conversation on Tobias Harris because he's a free agent next year. I don't think it's worth the price tag for him. Pascal Siakam is a free agent next year. Domantas Sabonis, Kelly Olynyk, Robert Covington, Kyle Anderson, Thaddeus Young, Taurean Prince, who just got a new deal, Rudy Gay, Obi Toppin, Jared Vanderbilt. Those are the guys that are your free agents next year as power forwards. Mm-hmm. It's a little slim there. I mean, Siakam, but Siakam takes a lot of bad shots. I see.
Brandon,
that I see in Toronto.
How many dudes on this list is going to Phoenix?
I feel like a lot of them.
A lot of dudes on this
in
list.
2 years, John, we got our guy though. In two more years, in 2025, you can get your power forward of choice. Because number three on that list, the second and third in salary right now, $16 million is Lauri Markkanen.
Oh man, they're gonna raise a statue of him out in Utah, man. So he won't be coming this way to the Pacers, man.
I'll tell you this, a serious one, and I'm not kidding. You got two free agents in 2025 for power forwards you can go after, Evan Mobley from Cleveland. I think that's a reliable thing. Somebody you can go out and get. I think he'd be serviceable here as a starter for Indiana. And then as well as Jonathan Kuminga will be a free agent. And then so Scotty Barnes. Those three in the power forward position will be three free agents in 2025 if you could just get there. I know we've talked Kuminga. I think it could be a reliable source. The Pacers have tried to talk a trade with Golden State, and they couldn't do it. I don't know what Golden State's roster is going to look like in 2 years. They might not be able to keep Kuminga. I think that's where you go.
Yeah, at some point all the money's gonna run out, right? At some point, this apron that the NBA keeps on rolling out is gonna.
Sorry,
buy
you're eating right now. I can hear you.
Can you?
Yes, it's easy to hear you.
I was trying to stop, dude. Anyway, listen.
No, the people can hear you.
At some point, like the money is going to either apron, like it's going to stop, and they're not going to. And Steph Curry's not going to retire, and they're still going to have his numbers on the books. And unfortunately, so is like Klay Thompson. So like, what do you do? Extend everybody you can.
Yeah. So let me give you your free agents here for this year. These are your actual free agents. Then we'll get the cot on. Let me go through your top guys: Russell Westbrook, Chris Middleton, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Kristaps Porzingis until he signs that new deal, D'Angelo Russell, Kevin Love, Draymond Green, Fred VanVleet, Harrison Barnes, Jeremy Grant, Caris LeVert, Malik Beasley, Derrick Rose, Will Barton, Christian Wood. I could have said Christian Wood, John, but I don't. Can you see him being a starter? I know he's a starter in Dallas, but that's just because of what they got. I don't know if he can be a starter here in Indiana. I don't know. Kelly Oubre is there, Jordan Clarkson, Jay Crowder. Jacob Poeltl, who used to be with the Spurs and now with Toronto. I don't know. I'm just not impressed with this free agency class. I think you really got to do a sign-in trade. I really do. Or a trade. Thoughts on that? JB, can't hear you. If you're talking, you're muted.
I'm sorry, dude. If you can get a certain player on a certain, it's not a great free agency class, right? It's going to change your franchise. That's why you saw the Bradley Beal trade. That's why we saw, Chris Paul and Jordan Poole kind of just, ping pong around several teams and whatnot. But if you want to improve your team this year, unless you're Damian Lillard and, you know what I'm saying, you're trying to, like, 1 foot out, 1 foot in, and I know he's kind of recanted now, like, the only way to improve your team is going to be through a trade. I don't know, Brandon, I know you didn't, we haven't touched on this yet, but I don't know what Damian Lillard is doing. Like, what is he doing, Brandon? Does he really want to, like, are you saying, just tell Portland to give me the best people to play with available.
Right.
Right? Now, here's the crazy thing about that, man. So, like, they had pick three. They offered Scoot Henderson, or pick three, rather. I won't say Scoot Henderson because they didn't know when the draft and how it was going to play out just yet. But they offered pick three and several – and Anthony Simonson, another guard off their team, and several different trade scenarios with several different teams, man. Brooklyn said no or declined the trade. I think there was just more just talk with Miami more so than anything, what players were involved. I even heard something about San Antonio, which I thought was ridiculous. Like, they literally trying to go get traded in San Antonio?
Right.
No way, man. I think at this point, man, like, if the Blazers don't have, like, who are you bringing in for free agency? Like, you know what money you have to spend and, like, who, you know what I'm saying, what Damian Lillard has kind of charged the franchise to do, right? You drafted Scoot Henderson. We all think he's going to be special. We all know he's going to be special, matter of fact. But, like, what else in free agency are you – are you bringing back Jeremy Grant? Are you thinking about bringing in a Dylan Brooks Dylan Brooks went to Oregon.
Yeah.
Who's from the area. You know what I'm saying? You can kind of sell him on that. Again, Dylan Brooks is not going to necessarily bring you a championship. But, hold on, you're saying Buzz, though, Brandon. But, like, hell, they're talking about bringing in Draymond Green.
That's fine. I'd rather have Draymond Green than Dylan Brooks.
Man, it's 8 points is 8 points, man. At some point, 8 points or veteran presence is veteran presence. So here's what I'm
saying. But the problem is Draymond Green can talk shit and he backs it up. Dylan Brooks talks shit and he hides. At least Draymond answers the audience, the crowd.
Hold on. Draymond Green talks shit and calls his team championships. Draymond Green talks shit. Hey, man, hold on. Jordan Poole, like, that fractured the team. And it made the organization. So, like, hey,
maybe
man,
he said something and pissed him off. Why you signed on the Poole side?
Well, you got to be the bigger man. Anyway, I wouldn't necessarily say Draymond Green, everything it goes great with him. I'm not saying Dylan Brooks is as good as him. I'm just saying what they have to do. They've already tried to entertain Draymond Green. There's, like, conversation with the Portland Trail Blazers. My point is, like, hey, man, we can debate all that, though, Brandon. When is Damian Lillard going to say, hey, man, I'm rolling with a good enough crew right now. I'm going to lift them up. Because we just saw a miraculous run.
He's been lifting
them
up for years,
like,
John.
Hey, man, it's tough. Hey, Brandon, you heard this, tough titty. Get over the hump, man. You know what I'm saying? Clyde Drexler got him to the finals. Dame, you can't. I know. Dame, you can't. And I'm not saying – I mean, we all know Clyde had an exodus at some point, but, like, at some point, man, you just got to – you got to chip up. You got to remove the excuses. We just saw a miraculous run by the Miami Heat. And you could say that was a fluke, but you can't say it was a fluke because they had another run three years prior with the same kind of core group. And then Jimmy Butler didn't have any draft picks, right?
Come on,
that's
man.
All we heard was, like, hey, man, he's playing with this dude who just got into the league. You know what I'm saying? After playing in Turkey and after playing in the G League, hey, man, I'm tired of the narrative of hearing excuses. Jimmy Butler and the Portland Trail Blazers, do your best with what money that you have to put in a veteran team. And Dame Lillard, like, dude, you playing with Scoot Henderson, who's number three draft pick this year, and correct me if I'm wrong, he played with another draft pick, Shaedon Sharpe from last year. Last time I checked, Anthony Simonson is not a chump. Damian Lillard, it's your job as the leader of this team, the veteran, to get these dudes over the hump, man. Y'all say this for years, and he already had, you know what I'm saying, he had a good coach that, you know what I'm saying, in spots. The organization fired him. He already had a running buddy, and the dude he went to school, I do believe, but
C.J.
McCollum. McCullough. Like, dude, like, I'm tired of hearing excuses, man. And quite honestly, man, I'm glad he had his whole big powwow with Portland and it kind of came found out that he wasn't going nowhere either to Philadelphia or Miami. You know what I'm saying? And I know everybody's saying, But
Portland doesn't want no Tyler Hero. They're not impressed with him.
Brandon, you said it. I don't think Miami has enough to get Jimmy Butler. Portland ain't going to give Jimmy Butler away.
I mean, wait a minute, I keep on saying Dame.
Right. That would be what you would want. You'd have to give them one of their star players. You had to give them either Jimmy Butler or Bam Adebayo. And I don't think that's the way Miami wants to run it.
Okay. Let's bring on the new sponsor of Pepto-Bismol and Tums, Decot.
What's up, fellas? Hey, there's a lot to unpack. I'm going to do the quick stuff first. Dylan Brooks and Draymond Green, the same dude, man. I don't give a damn. If Dylan Brooks is on Golden State, he has four titles, too. So they talk shit. It doesn't matter. And they got to talk to this guy as a Hall of Famer. Okay, take Draymond Green and put him on any other team. You know who he is? He's your eighth guy off the bench. He's your eighth guy, period. Enough of that. Next step, we talk about the power forwards for the Pacers. I mentioned P.J. Washington. I'm not saying get a guy a four-year max deal. What I'm saying is you got to look at your opportunities that are realistic. And Brandon, I know you mentioned about Kuminga in 2025 and he's 2025, but you got to get guys in Indianapolis to see what it's like, because you're thinking, oh, well, we'll just wait until this time. Those guys aren't going to say, hey, let me go ahead and go to the destination spot of Indy. They got to be here to see it, to experience it, to see if that's what they want to be a part of. So we can't wait to 2025 because David West came, a few others did. But most free agents aren't thinking, wow, Indy's that destination place, especially with, you know, a control freak as a coach and Rick Carlisle. So you're going to have to, like you said, though, Brandon, you've got to look at maybe a possible sign and trade and get some, and even if it's a guy like Kuminga or something like that, so you can get him here to see what it's like playing with Halliburton, seeing the fans, seeing how we really appreciate that type of play, your Nembhards of the world, your Neesmiths of the world, so they can get a piece of that, right? Because Kuminga is not going to be on any FIBA team or the Olympic team, so he's not going to have guys talking in his ear from that perspective. You got to get him while you can, get him as an infant so he can grow into what we have here. And if you don't do that, you're waiting on 2025, as my mom was like, wait makes the bridge go down. We can't wait. So this is that time. There's still a move to be made for the Pacers for this summer. If they don't make a move somewhere, and I don't know what move it will be and what players will be involved, they have to make a move this summer. Going into the season with what we have here, because if you remember, we only had three open spots, roster spots. That's why we did all the work with the second round pick. You can't go into the season. And I know, JB, you said playoffs. We're not a playoff team right now, man.
I look at the lay of the Pacers.
What have we done from a perspective to say, hey, we improved our team for the 2023-2024 season?
Man, they gave Miles Turner that money.
No.
They gave Miles Turner that money.
Listen, 35 this year, 20 then 19. That's a win for the Pacers. That's a win.
We need to see an all-star level step up from, an all-star level step up from Miles Turner. And
I understand that.
Probably going to be some tweaking. We kind of know that. It's going to be tweaking. We assume that Buddy Hield is not going to be out here. They just don't want to give Buddy Hield a way because that's premium, that's prime-time quality shooting right there.
I understand that. Who needs to come off the bench? Because
it gets a little murky. It gets a little crazy when he starts, thinking he can be the ball handler. All right, wait a minute, buddy.
but what I'm saying, we gotta think. I know we talk in 2025 and all, but we gotta think now. We have this draft capital. We've got $32 million in cap space, right? So that's something for someone, right? But that special someone has to be a guy who resides currently in the Great Northwest. I think he was number three on your list, Brandon, if I remember right. That's the guy. That's the Jeremy Grant is
he
your guy.
He wants Jeremy Grant so bad.
But I'm telling you, because here's the thing. All my points I've said are so sound, no one can argue. We can't wait to 2025. Guys aren't going to flock to Indy. Hey, the All-Star game was there in 2024. Woo, let's go. No, it ain't happening. You got to get them there so they can grow with Halliburton, with Ben, with my man from
Club
Houston
Rio,
this year.
38.
Yeah, don't please. Let's not do that, man.
They already rate for Zion Williams at Club Rio, Sunset Strip. They already got a red carpet.
That's already all-star prep, baby.
Am I making sense, though? I mean, real talk. I mean, you got Nembhard who outplayed himself in every way. He's favorable for the next 3 years.
Nembhard's staying. He's staying, for sure.
He's going to digress
Listen. Well, maybe he will, but guess what? He was a second-round pick that nobody wanted. So with that said, then you got Turner. This year is a $35 million hit. The year after is 20. Next is 19. This is your time to make that big contract deal to whomever, because you're think about it. Turner's going to go from 35 to 20. That's 15 right there. You're going to have Halliburton
the problem, the person that you want to take a big swing is Larry Bird, Kevin Pritchard, and they ain't thinking about
y'all clown me on Facebook. Oh, Bird's not in charge anymore. Blah, blah, blah. Don't try, JB. You know what I'm talking about.
They thinking like DeAndre Ayton. Still out there? They think of DeAndre Ayton, man. You know that's still out there.
Dude, listen, we talked about this, fellas, and I told y'all, if Bird's in the house, this ain't going to work. He's the Caucasian Michael Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Great player.
Pick
the wrong
people.
I'm going to tell you this. Listen, great player who misses the mark thinking that those guys he gets are going to be like him. They're not you. There's only one Larry Bird. There's
they ain't
only
got your
one
drive,
Michael
right,
Jordan.
Right.
Exactly.
I got a question for both of y'all, man, because it's kind of place related too. I didn't think too much of it, but it did come. You know, saying hit the news cycle. What did you think about Trayce Jackson-Davis and the Pacers kind of making statements?
Brandon,
you said that to me. I love it. He said, you know what? This isn't going to be a fit for me, because he knew if I'm not the seventh pick or the eighth pick in this case. If I'm not that dude, I'm gonna be buried.
He ain't gonna have no playing time. He's not that good. He's not that good.
All these guys want to play. Brandon, that's the
Peacock. He was the second to last pick in the draft. You ain't that good if you're the second to last pick. Tell me the last time somebody was that good.
No, Brandon, bro, my God.
He ain't that good.
Hey, JB, you see how aggressive Brandon is when it comes to blowing.
I'm just being real, man. He ain't that good.
You are never this aggressive in any other way. So in this case, if Eddie was so shitty, he wouldn't to Purdue. That's what you're telling me, right?
It turned into Purdue versus IU.
So let's not go there. So with that, see, JB, don't say that. Leave it alone, JB. So that's my point. Listen, what we said, that was a great call on his part. And I support it 100%. I don't want you here if it's not something you think is going to work for you.
Right.
So back to our boys. What are we going to do? We talked all these scenarios, but we have to be real on today. And if we're talking 2025, man, I'm telling you, that's not going to work. Halliburton's not waiting until 2025. He's going to be in San Antonio, L.A., Miami.
Because that's why I'm saying this is the year they get to the playoffs. There's truly disarray.
Just because we want it to happen isn't going to happen. We got to make moves to make it happen. The current team is not a playoff roster, JB. Come on,
dude,
man.
Dude, there's three teams that don't want to make the playoffs in the East right now. Nine teams get to make – how many teams get to make – Brandon, how many teams get to make
I understand we got – listen, JB, when I say playoffs, I'm not talking about
You talking about class of 1 through 8?
I'm talking about making some noise, right? I'm talking about a first round win and a real deep fight for the second round. That's not in the Pacers' DNA right now.
D-Kai, I love what you're saying, but here's what I'm saying. I'm tired of hearing the Tony Kanaan's return speech every May.
No.
You know
no, there's no speech here.
We need to hear.
Ben
Mathurin got so pissed off.
No, John, it's not the Tony Kanaan speech. It's the Alabama's winning the national championship speech. That's what it is.
Oh, Lord. See, listen, you can throw the daggers all you want. Brandon, you know, I love you.
Real quick. I got to think of this. You said that I'm okay with that. Trace Jackson Davis doesn't want to come to Indiana because he'll be and it's true, he would be buried here. But let's be real. That ain't the only reason. He can't handle the pressure of wanting to be known as Dale Davis Jr. And if you look at Golden State where he went, he's buried as well. You got Wiggins, Michael Green.
There's no pressure on him to do anything. You said it yourself. He's a 57th pick from Indiana going all the way out to Oakland.
Well, there's never any pressure on Indiana Hoosiers going to the league because you don't expect much out of it. It's all right.
Oh, my God. Brandon, you know, Brandon, we're going to have the sidebar.
Especially with that coach.
Hold on. Now you got to stop. Now, let me tell you something, right? You're okay dialing out Dale Davis Jr.
Shifting gears.
You don't mess with Mike Woodson. I've talked to you about this before. You don't mess with Iron Mike Woodson. You don't. Don't mess
Iron
with my guy.
Iron Mike.
Inside.
Oh man. D-Kai.
You don't mess with my guy. We've talked about this.
D-Kai, I know we kind of up against it, man. But listen, man. Okay, I got you. Don't let LSU winning the baseball, the World Series.
Man, I don't care.
Let's go back to the sweep, man.
When you play Florida Gulf Coast and Army and Wright State and Harvard at home and North Alabama,
I tweeted the biggest IU fan, Dan Dockett's punk ass.
Right. Yep.
I tweeted him, man. And we ain't heard from him, man.
Punked
ever since
out.
He got fired, ever since, you know what I'm saying, I'm looking for the hummus. I even tagged Brandon in. Just so let him know it's the safe thing, man. Like, there's another white person here, man. It's okay. You can come. Dan Dockett, you can come call the show. He's a coward. They play an – dude. I was teasing you about LSU, but I think LSU's going to be real good. We'll get to that here a little later.
They'll be good. D-Cott,
they play in Army. They put that out in the paper like the Army, like that was a big time game, man. Meanwhile, Purdue is playing a big time game. They play in Arizona. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I'm not hating on Army. Like back in 87, it kind of makes sense when Coach Knight was still on the sideline and he used to coach the Army. I get it, man, but like that don't make sense.
That's not all they're playing, John. That's not all they're playing because they got them as well. But then they're also, let's be real, they're going to possibly take on Gonzaga, Kansas, Marquette, Syracuse, Tennessee, UCLA. That's all in the Maui invite. So there's six more teams right there. Purdue has changed their schedule to take on these bigger teams, and it did them great last year. It's going to do them great this year. But IU, I understand you got Auburn. That's fine. I understand you got Kansas. You got Kansas coming to IU while the kids are out of school. The most dumbass thing I've ever seen IU do. Have it while the kids are there, at least.
Oh, my God.
Listen, how did we get from, we're talking power forward, and the great
we
state
pick
of
on
Indiana
your team.
With NBA. Well,
because we pick
I,
it on
I,
your
you
team.
Somebody.
You love Alabama, and LSU's got LSU probably got their number this year.
Oh.
And
hey,
for some odd reason,
to get attacked. Whoa!
No, you're not.
Is this the attack station?
No, it's not. It's not, man. It's all.
Let me ask you this real quick, D-Cott.
Hold on, man. Happy belated, by the way.
happy 60th.
Hey, wonderful. Man, yeah. Hey, it was wonderful.
This is how you get treated on the Crossroads Sports Show.
So listen,
what are you doing about Tyler Bucknell? Or Buckner?
Tyler Buckner
Jr.
I watched. Tyler Buckner. That's the kid from the second round pick we got.
No. I'm talking about the quarterback from Alabama. I've got the new Phil Steele preview press guide.
Alabama quarterback.
Oh, you're in trouble now.
Okay. Let me break you down. Jalen Milroe will be the starting quarterback for the Tide this coming fall. You've heard it here. I've said it twice now. There's nothing else to talk about because the thing he does know is this team.
I will never.
Come on,
question this guy on knowing his team.
I'm cool on this, man. No. Jalen Milroe will be the starter easily. Let me rewind. Not easily, but from those of us who know, it's that's even without a doubt, right? So we'll see what happens. We got a few tailbacks that are really strong. Defensive backfield strong. We'll see what happens. But back to my Pacers. Listen, my guy Dennis wants to come on next week, right? I told you guys about that.
We're not doing a show next week.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Cause of holiday. So week after that, I'm gonna have my guy Dennis on. I want y'all to hit him up with all the Pacers stuff. Lord have mercy. Maybe we just gotta go.
It'll be a couple weeks. I gotta move in 2 weeks. I'm moving to a. We just bought a house. I gotta move.
Listen. See, until you start attacking me, I was gonna come over and help.
Uh oh.
Nah.
Help what? You're going to point. You're one of those that just points, right? Put it over there.
Man. That was my deal back in the day, man. I helped everybody in my dang old neighborhood move. Anyway, but I didn't get any help on my
house insurance, I'll tell you that.
Well, we can talk about State Farm again. but here's the deal. But here's the deal, right? Real talk. If we don't make a move, we're going to win no more than 37 games. We're going to be in the same boat. We have to make another move. Listen, you can't go in there with Washington and Smith as your power forwards with veteran experience because you can't play them at the same time, right? So you can't go in there, and if you don't do that, it's going to be a huge miss. Our backcourt has six players that deserve playing time. Six. Dude, we play nine guys. We play nine guys, so you gotta relieve some of that pressure in the backcourt. Now, in all seriousness, you gotta relieve some of that pressure, and you gotta get a starting power forward or a guy that's gonna play significant minutes to make a difference. Because if you don't do it now, you're waiting on 25. You're gonna say, "Here we go again, back to the doldrums," and we'll look back at 2023. Man, we had three number ones, two number twos, and what we got out of it was a kid from Houston. We can't do that, man. And then last thing, I want you guys, we talked about the kid from Houston. Go back and look at the game they played against Bama in Houston. he showed his butt off, and he played against Clowney. He played against Clowney, mm-hmm. big man for Bama. He held his own. Clowney's about 6'11", 250, 255. Clowney, I think his name. Yeah, anyway, he's the center for Bama. Go back and look at that game, and they'll tell you all you want to know about Jairus. The dude, he's a player's player, but we cannot expect him to come in at 19 to start at in November as your guy. You just can't. So that's my two cents on it.
I got some breaking news.
What we got?
It's not bad. It's not bad news, but it's as you're talking, Tennessee State University, HBCU, John, you'll appreciate this as well, achieves a historic milestone as the first HBCU to introduce collegiate ice hockey.
That falls under lacrosse, Purdue, football, basketball, and baseball.
Whoa!
And paint drying. Yeah, Brandon, I'm getting you back.
Zinger.
Hey, but listen, we got.
Don't
listen,
be shocked if you see a recruiting violation from Woodson. Just saying, I've heard some rumblings.
Okay, there's always rumblings. Listen, when we make a move down at Bankers Life, that day you guys need to go live. Whatever day, if it's a holiday or whatever, you guys got to go live.
Done. We plan on it. They gotta make something worth it for us too. Make it earth shattering.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about a starter. I'm not talking about hey, we traded two bench guys for Harrison Barnes.
Yeah.
No.
John likes to go wide from like Lance Stevenson signing that type. And I said no.
Hey. Keep Lance Stevenson out your mouth, Brandon.
You want him?
Listen, I got to go in the office tomorrow. I'm not going to be far from you. We need to meet up, and I'm not playing no golf. You keep this up with Lance, the Bama stuff, and Mike Woodson. Listen, man, you know.
Hey,
you know
Deacon,
you might
what you do? You might have to get that Pepto out if you come across Crossroads Twitter account or Facebook, and you see me sitting here shaking hands with the devil himself, Mike Woodson, in a photo, right?
Listen, let me tell you something. Mike's from the east side, man. He will get a vibe from you. He'll probably reach out, hey, Brandon, what's going on? Hey, stay away from him, Mike. He's with those guys up in the northwest side of the
Let's kick
of
some
the
ass.
Stay away.
Let's kick some ass, he'll say. Actually, you know what? I may even just go after him in one of those cameos because he makes those cameos.
You know what? Listen, and it's crazy. Oh, by the way, did you all hear my guy and the Mudflaps are wrestling ex-WWE stars? He called me the other day and told me. I'll get the date. They're taking him out. He and his tag team partner are taking him out to dinner. And as soon as I get off the phone, I'll figure it out and I'll mess you guys.
But the Mudflap
Mafia
they got a match coming up.
They got a rematch,
but
it looks like.
Yeah, listen, who is it? God, dang it, it's killing me. It'll come to my mind.
Oh, hell yeah.
Win that first match? Or did
they
lose
that? I thought they did.
It was wild.
It's crazy because it's funny having you. Anyway, but yeah, I'll get the names for you guys. But listen, when you guys go ready, I'll make sure that Dennis is available. He'll have Pacer talk. You know, of course, can't do insider stuff. He doesn't have a lot of any inside stuff anyway. But he'll be able to share some stuff, which will be really good. And we can talk tickets and all that stuff like that. But the next time I do call back, it'll be closer to football when you guys get back. So maybe we'll have a little bit more football conversation. But tell you, once we make the trade for whomever, and hopefully it's Jeremy Grant or whatever the case may be, or the sign deal, because we got $32 million. You got to go live that day. Message me up. I'll be ready.
It ain't going to be Jeremy Grant.
Stop it. Thanks, D-Cot.
Or JB, you could say, hey, man, let's hope it's a good player. Cot, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
that.
He's all negative, man. JB's all negative.
You got some nerve, Brandon, you got some nerve.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Have a great summer league.
Hey, appreciate you guys. I'm going to keep listening to the show. Be safe, Brandon. Congrats on the house, man. It's you bought a lot of problems, but it's worth it, man. I'll tell you that.
We'll see you on the 15th. We'll see you on the 10th and the 15th to do some moving.
Yeah, man. I'm off. I'm working that day. Goodness gracious. Oh,
hey, by the
man.
Way, D-Cot, I got to tell you a story real quick. We were at Ball State and we were getting some lunch before. You see who your friends are, right? You see who your friends are. We're eating lunch, and we're getting ready to leave, and both of our bills come, and I fill out my bill, and then I look over to Jonathan. He goes, hey, I ain't going to be like D-Cot, all these tips.
I did say that,
hey,
man.
True story.
I did say that. Was your ears
hey,
burning?
Hey, I'm a legend in my own mind. I'm a legend.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, listen, here's the deal. I'm willing to tip, but I don't tip bad service, man. I'm not going to award bad service.
Give me some examples of bad service. Give me some of your things.
Okay, perfect. Me and my beautiful wife go out to dinner. I'm sitting there waiting. I got my water, but there's 10 minutes goes by before I get my drink order in. Then
how quick
are you
smashing it down? Are you smashing it down like in 2 minutes, or are you taking your time progressively?
I'm talking about water. 10 minutes later, come to me, right? So then, let me tell you. Then I order my food. I get my food. It's cold. That ain't the cook's fault. waiter's fault or waitress. Food's cold, no problem. I'm not complaining. Glass is empty, I'm not complaining. That's the thing about me. I don't complain. Then, or I see my waiter or waitress having nuptials with somebody else in the restaurant without taking care of me. I'm just using that. I heard that.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. So when they come all, you know, all nicest, or they'll say, hey, we're short in the back, or, you know, with COVID happened, you know, we're short, I'm sorry. It's always somebody else's fault. I don't ever complain. I said, thank you very much. I pay in cash because I won't give them my card at that time because you know how that goes. I pay in cash. Have a good day.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's it, man. I mean, real talk, that's it. I don't complain. Listen, I never complain. Now, if you give me great service, I got you. But if you give me bad service,
well, I hear people who eat meat get great service. So maybe you got to go off of that, that vegan diet.
This is all pescatarian, buddy. Fish and seafood. But anyway, but to that point, let me finish this. Right. So when they say, well, you didn't tip, but I didn't complain. I promise you the manager, he or she knows who their bad waiters and waitresses are. They know. What am I telling them? I'm telling them something they already know. So I don't waste my time with that. And that's all seriousness. I don't waste my time with that.
Just a waste. Whole lot.
I mean, it's a waste. I'm not going to talk to a manager who goes back in the back and says, that jerk at table 16 was saying you were bad. Well, yeah, we all know they're bad, and they do too. But I don't complain. I just you know, have a good day and keep it moving.
My last question.
Oh, Lord.
No. This is a good one. This one is an easy one for you.
Okay.
It should be.
Okay.
You're sitting at the table with the king of trolls, and the check comes. Who's covering it? Who's reaching out and grabbing a check saying, I got this?
I call him Alligator because he's got short arms and deep pockets. He don't want to pay for nothing. He's just going to toss his crash on me. He doesn't want to pay for if we're our spot.
He got a short arm and deep pockets.
The bill.
Hey, John, you got to cut that. You got to cut that. Put that in the on the Facebook page.
I am.
Hey,
I got a lot of
look. The bill will come. He's like, I'll be right back. Like, how did you go into the bathroom like four times?
Oh, it's the bathroom routine.
Oh man. So then I'm like, okay, I'll get it this time. But then I'll say to him, are you leaving the tip? And he'll say, out loud, I'm not like you. I'm going to tip. But we got good service. I would tip, too. I'm talking about when it's bad service. But, yeah, baby,
right.
Cut that out. I would love to listen, man.
Can't wait. Yeah,
when the move is made, fellas, please, let's make it happen. Let's go live.
Sounds good. Thanks, D-Cot.
All right. Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good night.
All right, that's our guy, D-Cot. John, you can tell it's a slow sports week. We start going off topic there, but sometimes you need that. When it's a slow sports week, you just gotta get to know your audience, the ones that are bad tippers. Who's gonna grab that check off the table? Is it gonna be him? Is it gonna be the man with alligator arms and deep pockets? Wow,
deep pockets.
Legendary moment there. We don't have much left. The Pacers guy that we always keep talking about, John Collins, he finally got traded to the Jazz, and they signed a new deal,
uh-huh.
which was an outrageous contract. But he's there. John, I put a thing out on Twitter, and I actually watched a documentary the other night on YouTube on the Seattle Supersonics, the history of the Sonics, and then all
mm-hmm.
the behind the scenes that went into them leaving. So it got me thinking, what's right now the top five NBA expansion cities when the NBA decides to expand, because they're going to. My five, John, are Vegas, Seattle, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, or Nashville. Those are my five.
I don't know about Nashville because you asked Tennessee to hold. I'm not saying that they can't. Now you asked the state to kind of like, they ain't necessarily too crazy. I mean, they basketball crazy down there, but, like, you know, I don't think they basketball crazy. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And
that's why they're number five.
But Las Vegas is the number, like, that is going to happen. And Brandon, are they waiting for LeBron to retire to sell it to him?
You know what I'm
saying? Somebody told me he's going to be the number one person over there. He'll be the first, him and his son, or he'll be there as the number one entry player, and then he'll go to GM.
I think LeBron James will be the owner of the whatever franchise that happens to be in Las Vegas somehow, some way. You know what
I'm saying? Seattle. Are you ready for Seattle to come back?
Seattle, it's always been them versus, like, the person who would own the rights to the land to make. So it's never been about, like, could the city support a team? The city still supports a women's team. And I'm not saying, like, and I mean, they'd be full capacity, the Storm do. You know what I mean? So,
right.
The same thing could be said if they had the team just moved because of the politics and the economics of, like, where the team would have to play. The ownership that moved the team to Oklahoma, he wanted a new facility, and the city said they didn't have enough money to pay for it. They have enough money to pay for it. They just didn't want to invest the money into doing so. So I think how many years has that been? That's been over 10 years or so now.
2006. It was when Kevin Durant's rookie year.
Yeah. So right, I remember that. Yeah, him and Jeff Green played for the Seattle SuperSonics way back when, right? But yeah, I think that's just a matter of time before they put another franchise back in Seattle.
How about
that means one in Tennessee teams will come back over? Yeah, Memphis will probably come back. Memphis or Minnesota will come back east.
How about the soft ass Kevin Durant going live on Twitter Spaces under a Twitter space that's called Kevin Durant is not top five, and then he goes on there to try to defend himself.
He's not top five.
Soft. I sent you that. I wish I was on. Oh my god, I wish I was on that. I went on that space maybe 5 minutes after he left. But oh, I wish I was on there for that.
I would even say some of the guys he played with is not top five. I'm gonna say Steph is top 10, but Steph's not top five. You know what I'm saying? Even with all the championships.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead. Y'all did a lot of teaming up.
I saw several videos of this, and I even asked around my work and some people around my work in the hotels. There are several people, John, that don't put Kobe in the top 10 all time.
I don't know about that. I'm thinking the people do probably remember some of the selfish basketball, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or the bickering, like how he kind of stood. He did, like, people kind of forget that he stood up to the Lakers organization, kind of flirted with going to play for the Clippers or going to play for the Phoenix Suns. And
do you feel Steph is above him right now?
I cannot say. Like I said, top 10. I cannot say that, and I've seen Steph Curry do some amazing things.
Do you think Steph can overpass him? Because I do.
They'd have to win some more championships, but
take the death out of Kobe and all that. But
I'm still taking out what I remember of Kobe Bryant as a player.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Somebody asked me, could I see him overpassing him, and I said I could. It would take maybe another championship or so, and by the end of Steph's career, I could see him possibly taking over ahead of Kobe. I do.
I mean, these youngsters got Steph Curry over Michael. Some people got him as close to Michael Jordan, and I'm like, man, that's not the same, man. And I like Steph, you know what I mean? But nah, it's not the same.
Your boy's ranting on Face or on Twitter right now, Mr. Dockett,
about
the Broad Ripple shootings and all accountabilities and yada, yada, yada. By the way,
man,
I watched another.
I'll jump on Dockett in because that needs to be touched, man. And we'll talk about, we'll have the homie Jay Moore come on later on, hopefully. Well, we're going to be on hiatus for 2 weeks, but hopefully by then everything's back to peace, man. But like the city of Indianapolis needs to chill out. But the crazy thing about that, though, Brandon, is like people pick and choose. People like Dan fucking Dockett, yeah, I got mad now, man. Pick and choose about what shooting topics or about what, you know what I'm saying, happens. They pick and choose. You immediately, so like you totally forgot all the surrounding areas that didn't have shootings? Man, you just want to, because it's, you know what I mean, because it supports a certain area.
It's
don't worry
narrative.
About it. As soon as I get off this phone, as soon as I get off this show, Three Foolish Men is going to act a damn fool with Dan Dockett.
I can't wait. I mean, he's blasted like five this thread of tweets that's just going off. A couple last things I have, John.
Come back.
I watched the Dark Side of the Ring episode with the original Doink, Matt Bourne.
Matt Bourne, okay.
I kind of got a better feel of Matt Bourne before he became Doink the Clown. And
did you get to see him like out of the paint?
I did, yes. I got to see him and Jim Duggan, the real life issues him and Duggan have because
cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine, and then like the fan that got kicked and he knocked his eye socket out and that whole
Matt
thing.
Bourne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great Dark Side of the Ring episode if you get a chance to watch it. It's on YouTube. I think I sent you the link about it. Hulk Hogan was asked about Roman Reigns, is Roman Reigns on his level. If they're both in their prime, who would be the top?
Oh, wow.
Of course,
Hogan
said they would make money together.
Hulk Hogan, I mean, they're going to throw that against the wall. Like, listen, it's a different type of wrestling right now. But
yeah.
I'm telling you this, America. Like, Hulk Hogan got the moment where he body slammed Andre the Giant. Everybody remembers that. And he got some other ones where he body slammed Yokozuna and all that, right? That's actually, you know what I'm saying, Bloodline's like great-great uncle or some shit like that, right? But listen, man, what the Bloodline is doing was, like, he don't even have to wrestle. He just got to go down there and talk. So have a high spot. So Hulk Hogan, I don't know if you in Roman Reigns' level because you had to do something. You had to, like, work. And Roman Reigns comes down there. You know what I'm saying? It looks like $1 million, and they got the whole big thing. There's a lot of pomp and circumstance. You got the ceremonial lay. I thought about getting one, Brandon. I'm not even Hawaiian. You know what I'm saying? But just to like rock as a fashion statement. But like, listen, man, I don't know, man. I like what the Bloodline is all about, man. It's crazy to me. So I don't know about that. Back up.
All Elite Wrestling, John. They're doing this stupid ass blind tag team eliminator tournament.
Damn.
The dumbest thing, MJF and Adam Cole, who are enemies, are paired together. Who didn't see that coming?
Right.
One of the dumbest things I've ever seen. But I will real quick pop. Earlier today, I was able to get the new book I sent you a picture of by Abraham Reesum. It's called Ringmaster, Vince McMahon and the Unmaking of America. I'm excited to read this book. It kind of goes from the start of Vince McMahon all the way through up until his resignation. And the buyback of him being back in. This just came out last week, so I just picked it up today. I'm excited to read this book and kind of get a good feel for it.
Be sure to check that out.
Walking Dead, John, have you caught it yet?
I have not, man.
I just finished episode 2 last night.
We're going to let it build up, and then we'll just binge watch it once it's all over, man. I'm on Secret Invasion on Disney Plus, man, so. That's what my mind is.
I do want to thank our sponsors, Maverick Custom Motorsports. Thank you to them. I also want to thank State Farm, Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance, those two sponsors. Without you guys, we would not be able to do what we do. Like I said, a quick housekeeping note, next week, no actual show like this. The following week, no show actually like this. We will have Instagram Live or Facebook Live, whatnot, depending on we will have something like that, but then also if we get some breaking news on a big free agency signing or big free agency trade for the NBA, me and John will pick a time and we'll go live. And you'll follow us on Twitter, on Facebook. We'll have all that information and more. John, I'll let you kind of do your wrap, and then we'll see what you follow his Twitter account for Three Foolish Men to see him go after Dokic. Can't wait.
Man, he ain't going to say – I'm going to say something to Dokic, man. He's probably going to fold like a, you know what I'm saying, folding chair. At a graduation party, man. Anyway, listen, man, because he's a coward. Get it? I'm going to cut that, and we're going to send it to him. Brandon Reed, Crossroads Sports, man, I love this segment, man. I know we had a lot of fun.
Three Foolish Men, I put you right in that category.
We had a lot of people chatting it up in the Facebook, part of the show, man. If you're not part of that show, man, if you didn't call in, get on the Facebook Live, man. It's a safe place, man. There's no arguing. I know that's kind of like what the apprehension with some people is, man. But like, man, everybody's just kind of there to like share ideas and like you throw it to me and Brandon, and we kind of see if it can stick the wall or if it can like if that sport take can like really happen like for you. But like, no, man. Thanks to D-Cott damn near took over the show again, making it all about Alabama, man. So we want to appreciate him for calling in. Also, want to thank the homie from the east side, from the far east side. Who ain't been, dude? What's, I don't know why he can't get his calls in, man. But
who?
But like, nah, man. The homie that called in earlier, first called in.
Oh, Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou, man. Yeah, Sweet Lou, man. You know what I'm saying? Go back, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Rewind the show. Listen to his show, man. His show's a little different than Crossroads Sports. Admittedly, I've listened to it on a Saturday night.
I've listened a little bit before.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little rambunctious, man. But like, check him out for sure, man. But like, man, great content. Great for having him call in, man. He's been a long time listener, man. Crossroads Sports has been here like how many years, Brandon? Since 2017, right? And it's gonna keep on going on and on and on, right? So, man, thanks to all our sponsors, Scott K. Nichols, and thanks to our other sponsors, Mavis Coast Motorsport, man. Like Brandon said, how could we do it without them, man? We will try to do it bigger and better in the next 2 weeks. Until then, thanks everybody for listening.
We're the fourth winningest franchise in the league since 2000. All right, that means in the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.